Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Hello?
Hey, Pete. This is Jane at Rocky Creek.
Hi, Jane. What's up?
Actually, Pete, I was kind of surprised to find you in your office. I thought your big boiler shutdown was going on.
We got done early. What can I do for you?
That's what I was calling about. Our recovery boiler outage is coming up next quarter, and I was wondering if you had any current experience with outage contractors.
Well, as I said, we got done early, a day early, and under budget. Most importantly, we had a zero safety incident rate.
Wow, who did you use?
RMR Mechanical. They even had time to teach our own maintenance people a thing or two.
That's good to know, Pete. Got their number?
RMR Mechanical. Call us at 770-205-9646 or meet us at rmrmechanical.com.
This is NIP Impressions for the week of the 1st of December, 2014. The title, What If You Are a Follower? We hear and read many pieces of advice on how to be a leader, how to develop your leadership skills, and so forth. Seldom, if ever, have I seen anything on being an excellent follower. Why is this? Do we implicitly think all followers are losers? Do we think it takes no training, effort, or standards to be a good follower? Do we think there are no followers? There have to be followers in order for there to be leaders. Yet if we think of an organization as something of a pyramid, there are obviously many more followers than leaders. If you are in middle management, you are simultaneously a follower and a leader at the same time. You lead your team, but you follow the directions of your boss.
And now let's pause a moment for this commercial message.
Oh, sorry about that. You know, my wife told me that if she ever heard a toilet flushing in the background again, she would hang up on me. That's a bad habit I had formed. Checking into a hotel room, calling my wife, and doing other essential tasks. You know, multitasking. Hi, this is Jim Thompson here. One of our advertisers has told us they used to advertise in a certain print magazine because they always found copies of that magazine in paper mill bathrooms. We pointed out to them that if you're advertising with Paparitala Publications, you can be found anywhere. For instance, right on the paper machine floor. Or at the ball game. Or in the backyard on a Saturday afternoon. Or at a wild papermaker's party. Or on your nightstand right before you go to bed. Where can prospects find your advertising? If they have a phone, tablet, or computer, they can find it anywhere as long as you are advertising with Paparitalo Publications. Go with the winner.
And now the conclusion of this week's column.
Has anyone out there in NIP Impressions readership land ever taken a course in following? I doubt it. Yet, being a great follower requires a skill set of its own. I once accepted a position where I was the only middle manager who did not have a PhD. I asked my boss what he expected of me. His answer was short, sweet, and to the point. Make me look good. That really captures it, doesn't it? Yes, we can add some old acronyms you and I are used to if you have read this column for a long time. BLME, Legal, Moral, and Ethical, or Practice LOC, Lean, Orderly, and Clean. But Make Me Look Good really covers it all. As a follower, should you show any initiative? Let's repeat a story I've told before. I moved into a new position at a facility where I had never worked before. The secretary in the engineering department, which reported to me, spent half of every day preparing a steam balance report that was worthless because none of the gauges were correct. I told her to stop it, and she was horrified. I had just wiped out half of her workday. Now, this place was so full of silly activities caused by years of mismanagement that she could probably be forgiven for never before questioning why she did this report. However, I would hope this is an exception and not the norm. Great followers have a tendency to create work without thinking about it. Something routine doesn't work one day, so they create a workaround to keep things flowing. This is good, but soon the workaround becomes the norm, and instead of fixing the root cause problem, they just build the workaround, which takes only 10 minutes a day, into their routine. 10 minutes a day is over 1 week a year, 43.33 hours to be precise. Do this several times and we have not a week, but wasted weeks every year. Good becomes bad. So if you're a leader, take time to teach your followers to be good followers. If you are a follower, blindly following is not enough. You have to think, too. It is hard work to be a great follower. What do you think? Take our quiz online this week if you dare to be a great follower. Safety teams are loaded with highly trained followers. If you're on a safety team of any sort, be it EMTs, fire brigade, or something else, make sure you know your job well, even if you are just a follower. Be safe, and we will talk next week. NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually spoken by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2014 Papri Talo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved. Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Let's listen in as Cindy visits the wood receiving office at Turtle Creek Pulp and Paper on her morning rounds.
Well, good morning, Bill. How's it going this morning?
Pretty good, Cindy. But I have a question.
What's that, Bill?
Well, I've been doing this job for several years, and my question is this. Why do we keep paying for the water in the chips? We know their moisture varies all over the place, and heck, I think some of these suppliers even water down their trucks.
Bill, you know we've been over this before. It takes 24 hours to get moisture readings. It's simply impossible to track this.
Well, what if I told you there is a new moisture meter that can give us immediate readings on chip moisture?
You know that doesn't exist.
It does now, and it comes from Conmark in either a benchtop or online version. I read up on it, and it's a very reliable microwave-based instrument.
Really? Well, how do we learn more about it?
Well, Jim Thompson of Pulp and Paper Radio International can help. All we have to do is send an email to him at jthompson@taii.com with moisture meter in the subject line.
Can't hurt to find out, can it? Bill, send him an email today.
If you're tired of paying for water, just send Jim Thompson an email at jthompson@taii.com with moisture meter in the subject line. That's jthompson@taii.com with moisture meter in the subject line. You will receive information on this revolutionary new product right away.
This is NIP Impressions for the week of the 8th of December, 2014. The title is Real Leadership. This is a short but powerful column. I thought I had seen it all, but a manager showed me a new twist on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving here in the United States. He was wrapping up his daily meeting with his direct reports. Things were going on about like normal when he made the following comments. Quotes, I am going to be posting my personal and company's cell phone numbers on the bulletin board. I want people to write them down. Tell your people, if they cannot drive due to being inebriated, they are to call me any time, day or night, and I will come get them. I will take them anywhere except to a bar. I will take them to their girlfriend's house. I will take them to their parents. Anywhere they want to go, any time, day, night, or weekends. This is my pledge to you as long as I am your leader. End quotes.
And now let's pause a moment for this commercial message.
Oh, sorry about that. You know, my wife told me that if she ever heard a toilet flushing in the background again, she would hang up on me. That's a bad habit I had formed. Checking into a hotel room, calling my wife, and doing other essential tasks. You know, multitasking. Hi, this is Jim Thompson here. One of our advertisers has told us they used to advertise in a certain print magazine because they always found copies of that magazine in paper mill bathrooms. We pointed out to them that if you're advertising with Papri Talo Publications, you can be found anywhere. For instance, right on the paper machine floor. Or at the ball game. or in the backyard on a Saturday afternoon. Or at a wild papermaker's party. Or on your nightstand right before you go to bed. Where can prospects find your advertising? If they have a phone, tablet, or computer, they can find it anywhere as long as you are advertising with Papa Italo Publications. Go with the winner.
And now the conclusion of this week's column.
I did not have time to ask this manager if somewhere earlier in life he had had an experience with a drunk driving catastrophe. The longer I thought about it, the less I decided that even mattered. What was important was his dedication to protecting his employees from a misjudgment while not at work. Seldom have I seen such a commitment, and never have I seen such a specific commitment. Now, this manager is not soft on safety. In the same meeting, he had previously announced that the termination process had been completed for one employee under his supervision who had violated the mill's safety practices and had been properly warned one too many times, again, the day before Thanksgiving. So he is no softy and has high standards. So how do you demonstrate and execute high standards along with a sense of caring to your direct reports? Please take our quiz online this week. For safety this week, this column demonstrates both sides of administering an effective safety policy: compassion when appropriate and high standards when necessary. We should all strive to reach these goals. Be safe, and we will talk next week. NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually spoken by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2014 Papa Italo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved. Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Attention OCC producers. Are you having problems with stickies, flakes, fiber loss, cylinder and plate wear, or energy loss? Akawa Fiber Technologies' free brochure, 10 Strategies to Improve Your OCC Line, will give you valuable ideas for lowering your costs and improving your mill's efficiency. The experts at AFT can help. Set your browser for AFTHELP.com. That's AFTHELP.com to get your free brochure.
This is NIP Impressions for the week of the 15th of December, 2014. The title, Christmas Presents for the Geek in Your Life. My entire adult life has left me in wonder year after year as developments have brought more and more magical gadgets into our lives. The items I describe below are just fascinating to me and so inexpensive as to be unbelievable. But let's go back a bit first. At Christmas 1977, I bought myself a Texas Instruments TI-59 calculator with memory stick. 2 years later, I bought an Apple II Plus, which ended up being featured in a national advertisement for Apple. The struggle at the time was to whether to buy a machine with a floating or fixed decimal point processor. I bought the floating, and how much RAM to get, 16, 32, or 48K. What would one ever do with 48K of RAM? Oh, what the heck, go for it. No agony over hard drives, they weren't available. But do I need one or two external 5 1/4 inch floppies? Software? You write your own in BASIC, which is what I did. VisiCalc, the first spreadsheet program, was over a year away. Ah, that was then. This is now. My recommendations for this year. An Apple iPad Mini. I also have a Motorola Zoom, 2 Kindles, one is a Fire HD, and 2 Windows 8 machines, one a tablet, one an HP tablet convertible at my fingertips. They all have their strong points, but the Apple has a few features that others don't that would be of interest to the papermaker. One of these is a simple thermal camera setting that lets you compare the temperature of various surfaces. The camera also has a time-lapse feature that can be used for simple tasks you want to see repeated in fast time. As an attachment for your iPad Mini, you'll want a structure sensor available at structure.io. It lets you work in 3D with your iPad. It's around $500.
And now let's pause for this commercial message.
Oh, Oh, sorry about that. You know, my wife told me that if she ever heard a toilet flushing in the background again, she would hang up on me. That's a bad habit I had formed. Checking into a hotel room, calling my wife, and doing other essential tasks. You know, multitasking. Hi, this is Jim Thompson here. One of our advertisers has told us they used to advertise in a certain print magazine because they always found copies of that magazine in paper mill bathrooms. We pointed out to them that if you're advertising with Papa Ritala Publications, you can be found anywhere. For instance, right on the paper machine floor. Or at the ball game. Or in the backyard on a Saturday afternoon. Or at a wild papermaker's party. Or on your nightstand right before you go to bed. Where can prospects find your advertising? If they have a phone, tablet, or computer, they can find it anywhere as long as you are advertising with Papa Ritala Publications. Go with the winner.
And now the conclusion of this week's column.
Another item you might need is a microscope. It won't work with your iPad, but a Carson Z-Pix, that's small z, capital P-I-X, 200, about $45 at Amazon, will work with other computers. Not a bad little microscope. If you travel a lot, you'll need a track dot luggage tracker to throw in your suitcase. It will tell you where your suitcase is, no matter where it is, and when no one else knows. I got mine at Touch of Modern, that's www.touchofmodern.com, but their sale is over, so you'll have to look around for this. Duluth Trading of Duluth, Minnesota has Firehose brand work pants. Yes, they're supposed to be made of the same material as Firehose. That would be www.duluthtrading.com. I haven't bought any, but looks like the right clothes for tough work applications. Of course, you must have a GoPro Hero camera. These range in price from $130 to $500. And then, I may be getting too old to ride my motorcycle, according to someone in this house. It will probably go up for sale in the spring, but I'm not too old for a Polaris Slingshot. This is a motorcycle class 3-wheeler with side-by-side seating, a 2.4-liter dual overhead cam engine, and only weighs 1,700 pounds. Heck, go for the SL model. It's only $24,000. And I didn't even mention drones. There are some many models of RPAs, the official names for drones, remotely piloted aircraft, that I wouldn't know where to begin. So how do we tie in safety with this eclectic smattering of information? Well, some of them could help improve safety and others maybe not so much. As usual, safety is up to you. The gadgets in your hand or under your body are innate until you make decisions. Make good safety decisions. Be safe and we'll talk next week. NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually spoken by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2014 Papa Ritala Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved. Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Do you need to maximize your mixing capabilities? Philadelphia Mixing Solutions mixer drives are specially designed to handle the rigors of mixing for the pulp and paper industry. With proven technologies for top entry and aeration, our total systems approach provides cost-effective solutions to maximize stock dispersion and degassing. For more information on our mixer and aeration products, contact us today at 717-832-2800 or philamixers.com.
This is NIP Impressions for the week of the 22nd of December, 2014. The title, When You Want Something. In this season of the year, we are often reminded of children sitting on Santa Claus's or Father Christmas's lap asking for things. We are amused by this, for it shows a child's greed and a lack of finesse on their part. We enjoy seeing these attributes laid naked for what they are. There are a couple of other places where one can see these same attributes, however, that are quite surprising and show us such tactics are not limited to the infant mind. One of these areas encompasses the responses we receive to advertisements for open positions. Our company has been recently running such an advert on a large national electronic job posting site. We have clearly delineated the requirements we are seeking, yet we have been bombarded with responses clearly outside the requirements. I have read them all. In fact, some of them I would like to respond to. Yet the respondent has not given me one clue they know anything at all about the expertise for which we are seeking. Aggressive? Yes. But sadly, no demonstrable expertise has been shown whatsoever. It is like the little child. Gimme, gimme, gimme.
And now let's pause a moment for this message.
Oh, sorry about that. You know, my wife told me that if she ever heard a toilet flushing in the background again, she would hang up on me. That's a bad habit I had formed. Checking into a hotel room, calling my wife, and doing other essential tasks. You know, multitasking. Hi, this is Jim Thompson here. One of our advertisers has told us they used to advertise in a certain print magazine because they always found copies of that magazine in paper mill bathrooms. We pointed out to them that if you're advertising with Paparitala Publications, you can be found anywhere. For instance, right on the paper machine floor. Or at the ball game. Or in the backyard on a Saturday afternoon. Or at a wild papermaker's party. Or on your nightstand right before you go to bed. Where can prospects find your advertising? If they have a phone, tablet, or computer, they can find it anywhere as long as you are advertising with Paparitalo Publications. Go with the winner.
And now, the conclusion of this week's column.
In another venue, I have also noticed this infantile approach, and in this venue it is surprising, for the venue is LinkedIn, and the participants are allegedly seasoned professionals. On LinkedIn, I have had people beg me to help them find a job. Often these are tragic cases of young people with great educations in corners of the world where there are no jobs. In a couple of cases, I have helped them where I can. I have not received many thanks from them, but that's okay, I wasn't in it for that, and perhaps later in their careers they will think about what was done for them and pass it on to a yet younger generation. The ones that really amaze me, though, are the middle career professionals seeking a new opportunity. They literally get in my face, pushing their resume at me. I appreciate their fear at being out of work and even have sympathy for their employment condition. This, however, is not the way to get anyone's attention, at least not the attention of anyone that can help them. Most of the time, I could not help them, even if they create a rational approach to me. Making an irrational approach, that is, acting as if they were the first person who was ever out of work, doesn't even get them to the point that I will give them attention. Why? They have not demonstrated the least amount of professional acumen. The newly minted graduates in some far corners of the world can be forgiven if they don't know how to go about finding employment. A middle-aged professional who has spent 20 years in this industry cannot. So where should you start? After you've carefully crafted your resume, consider your approach to anyone you are looking to help find you a new position. You'll need several approaches. Some will be approaches positioned for employers. Others will be approaches directed at second-tier supporters and such. That would be people like me. In each and every approach, you have to start out with something that indicates what's in it for the person who helps you get the job. And no, at least not in my case, I'm not looking for money from you. In fact, I don't know what I'm looking for you. Maybe it is as simple as, thanks in advance for any help you can give me, Jim. What I can tell you, particularly if I have not ever met you or ever heard of you before, that sticking your resume in my face will get you nowhere. So, it is the season when layoffs abound. And if you are in the industry and ask me politely, I'll stick to my standard offer, and as I have been doing for over 10 years, and help you edit your resume once you have it started. But don't just shove it in my face and try to make your need for a job my problem. Ask politely. What lines do you think could be used to persuade a stranger to help you find a job? That will be the question in our quiz online this week. For safety this week, tying your personal safety and attendance record into your resume just may be the thing that gives you an edge. B. Be safe, and we will talk next week. NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually spoken by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2014 Papari Tallow Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.